NewsRant Finance Podcast, Tuesday morning, May 5th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Atlas Clear Holdings to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on May 7, 2026. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. is set to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on May 7, 2026. The financial services company will discuss its progress in scaling its clearing platform, recent milestones, and strategy to serve broker-dealers and fintech firms. The presentation will be live-streamed at 2:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Investors, advisors, and analysts are invited to participate and submit questions during the event.
Forward Industries, Inc. adds digital asset and traditional finance executive Mark Brazier as Chief Financial Officer. Forward Industries, Inc. has named Mark Brazier as its new Chief Financial Officer. With a background in digital asset and traditional finance, Brazier will lead the company's financial operations, supporting its growth as a leading Solana treasury company. His experience includes roles at XBTO Global, Vertrax, and LiquidX. Forward Industries continues to expand its presence in the market.
Investor news breaks. Inplay Oil Corp. declares monthly dividend. Inplay Oil Corp. has declared a monthly cash dividend of $0.09 per common share, payable on April 30th, 2026. Shareholders of record as of April 15th, 2026, can expect an eligible dividend for Canadian tax purposes. For more details, visit Inplay Oil's website. Inflation concerns keep gold trading in a tight range. Inflation concerns are keeping gold trading in a tight range as mixed signals in the market lead to uncertainty. Data showing sticky inflation and elevated oil prices are impacting economic growth. Geopolitical tensions in the Gulf, along with the possibility of additional strikes on Iran, are supporting gold's gains. However, the USD's appreciation and rising inflation rates are putting pressure on the precious metal's potential upside, making it challenging for traders to take definitive positions.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Civeo Corporation Q126. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Civeo Corporation, reporting revenue and ADG, EBITDA of $172,700,000 and $22,500,000, respectively, beating estimates. Net loss improved to $3,800,000, with operating cash flow at $9.7 million. The key takeaway is the improved Canadian margin conversion and Australian services contribution, offset by cost inflation and customer discipline. 4x26 EBITDA guidance remains unchanged.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Provident Financial Services, Inc., following a steady 1Q26 performance. Despite lower quarter-quarter EPS, the company maintained a strong post-Lakeland profitability profile. Net income was $79,400,000, with ROAAA at 1.29% and ROATC at 16.58%. Revenues stayed above $225 million, supported by record non-interest income. Loan growth improved and core margin expansion continues to drive profitability for PFS.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.